eating while you're milking them, right?
Huh?
Do cows eat while you milk them? I don't know.
Yeah.
They eat while you milk them. Okay, well, did you have a special place where you kept your hogs and your pigs?
Special place I kept my what?
Your hogs and pigs.
Oh, yeah. And the pig pen.
Okay. Well, did this have a shelter or was it open?
Well, you had an open range. You had a lot for them to get out, and then you had a little shelter for them to get in out of the weather.
And now, where do people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, Paul was in the dairy business, and we dug a pit, cemented it, and we put the milk in big 10-gallon cans, and we'd pump water out of the well into that, and they keep it cooled off there. And when the butter was molded and everything, it was just put to where that it could get air. In other words, that where it wouldn't try to put it in as good a place as you could get. Of course,
so it's like a big pit with water in it?
Soon had, we didn't have refrigerators, but we had ice boxes. We could get ice and put in there that would keep it cool.
Well, does the word dairy have any other meaning for you?
Dairy?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just a dairy farm, or just where you had a bunch of milk cattle.
And what would you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and all the other animals just walk around free?
Lot.
And what do you call a place where you let them go out when they're eating grass and grazing?
Pasture.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Sure.
What did you do when you raised cotton?
Well, you would plant the cotton seed, and then when it would come up, you would work it and tend it. And then when it would mature, open up, you'd have to go out and pick it.
And you did all that?
And then, of course, after it picked, you'd store it and take it to the gin, and have it ginned and baled, and then sell it.
And they grew cotton on your farm when you were little?
Huh?
They grew cotton on the dairy farm
when
you were little? What other crops did you grow?
Corn.
Anything? Did you grow turnips and alfalfa?
That was the principal thing, just cotton and corn.
And corn?
Of course, we'd have our gardens, and we'd have a little patch of peanuts and thing like that, but more or less. But now, as far as the volume, it was corn and cotton and hay.
When you lived on the farm, did you eat mostly food that you produced on the farm yourself?
Little that we had to buy.
So usually you practically never went to the grocery that your father started later, right?
Oh, sir, we had our own pork, we had our own beef, we had our own goat. We'd have a kid. We didn't buy ourselves. About the only thing we had to buy was a sack of flour, and we'd buy 24 to 48 pound bags of flour. They didn't put them up in 2 and 5 pound packages back in those days.
You got big ones and saved them.